Greetings in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your speaker is John Horn. Now perhaps you will recall that we have been bringing before you a number of messages on five word expressions that are found in various portions of the Word of God. For instance, we spoke of John 3 and verse 7, which says you must be born again, and then John 1 and 36, which says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And also we spoke in Matthew chapter 22 and 42, "What think ye of Christ?" And today we're going to see five words, five very important words that ought to be of concern, definite and real concern to all my listeners. Of course, if you have experienced the truth that we're going to bring before you, then you can thank God. Otherwise, if you have never known and experienced this in your soul, this may be the day. Now you'll find in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 then and verse 20 this interesting statement which says, "Be ye reconciled to God." Now if you forget everything we say and remember the text, that would be something, wouldn't it? Be ye reconciled to God. I wonder if you have been reconciled to God. And you know, it's very possible that some listening in may have the idea that they have been reconciled and maybe attempting to fit themselves for God's presence, but do not know how, according to the Scriptures, that a sinner may be reconciled to a holy and a righteous God. Now, if it's possible, I'd like to bring to your attention some interesting portions of the Word of God that where this truth is set forth in a clear and in a distinct manner. And preceding the expression, "Be ye reconciled to God," we have brought before us the ground upon which a sinner, though having sinned against God with a high hand, may be reconciled to himself. Now, let me remind you that God does not need to be reconciled to man, but man needs to be reconciled to God because man is an enemy of God. Now listen, friends, I repeat, there's enmity in your heart to the God of heaven. Now then, shall we see how this reconciliation is effective? If you turn to the passage, that is to say a few verses before the quotation that we have been noticing with you, "Be reconciled to God," we have some precious truths brought before us. First, we see in verse 17 that Christ, the sinner, or man, in other words, man is in Christ. And then when you come down to verse 19, we have God in Christ. Oh, I wonder if you can say, "Thank God, I know, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, that I am in Christ." And see, you see the text goes on to say, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature," or better, "There is a new creation. Old things are passed away, and all things have become new. I have a new position before the God of heaven. I have a new standing altogether, a new creation." In other words, born of the Holy Spirit of God and linked up with the Christ of glory. Now we're going to see how this is brought about. At least we'll go as far as we can. In verse 19 it says, "To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself." Now just exactly when and where was God in Christ, and when was he seen reconciling the world unto himself? Well, I think if you'd read the rest of the verse, it is self-explanatory. You wouldn't even need a theologian, you wouldn't need a Bible scholar in any sense, but it's clear, crystal clear, as to how one is reconciled to God, or may be reconciled to God. And this is what he has to say then, "To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation." Now the truth is that God, a holy God, imputed our sins to the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, when he was upon the cross, not imputing, he says, unto them their trespasses. We've all sinned, we've all trespassed against God with a high hand. But isn't it wonderful that he did not impute those transgressions to me? He imputed them to his Son upon Calvary. And now he's reconciling all who will trust him. They will experience the truth of reconciliation to God. More about in the next broadcast, God willing.